Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Young, Beautiful, Successful. It's a podcast about Ariana Grande, and I'm your host, Gabby. So welcome. Today is actually the season 2 finale of Young, Beautiful, Successful. I can't believe we've been rocking for over 2 years now. December marked the 2-year anniversary of the podcast, and I really appreciate each and every one of you who has ever listened to the podcast, who DMs me, follows me on social media. All of you guys that listen and have supported me for 2 years now mean the world to me, and it's truly been awesome, the community that we've been able to grow through the podcast of Ariana fans, of music fans in general, pop culture fans. It's awesome. So first of all, I just want to start with a very sincere thank you to all of you who have supported. Thank you. So one great way to show your support for the podcast is, of course, to subscribe and follow wherever you're listening. If you're listening on Apple, if you could rate and write a review, rate 5 stars, write a review, that would be amazing. A lot of you DM me and are like, I love the podcast, I love the podcast. If you could write that in a review, it is so helpful to me. I always appreciate a DM. I love DMs. But if you can listen on Apple Podcasts, scroll down to the bottom of the Young, Beautiful, Successful page, you'll see there's a space to leave a 5-star review, and you write a review, and that would be so helpful, and it really helps the podcast. The podcast has been charting so well lately. We were in the top 200, then we were in the top 100. Now, most recently, we were the 64th music podcast in the United States. That's pretty amazing. So thank you guys. Another way you can show support is to follow at Ariana Podcast all over social media. We're on Twitter, we're on TikTok, we're on Instagram. We're also on Facebook if you're old school like that. So follow wherever you're on social media. It would mean a lot. So our last episode was about the Mariah Carey Christmas special, which Ariana was on. They did the Osana collaboration, Mariah, Ariana, and Jennifer Hudson. Dan joined us for that, friend of the podcast. So if you haven't listened to that episode and you want to get into the holiday spirit, check that out. And I actually made a playlist of every single song that Dan recommended. We did a segment where he recommended all different pop star Christmas songs. And he literally recommended 25 songs just off the top of his head. And so I was like, this has to be a playlist. So I made it a playlist on the Young, Beautiful, Successful Spotify. And I'll put that link in the description if you want to check it out. You can also find, I have a highlight on the at Ariana Podcast Instagram with all different playlists in there. This week is going to be a solo episode, I thought, for the season finale. We've had a lot of guests this year, which has been amazing. I'm so grateful to every single person who's been a guest. But I thought we would just kind of spend some personal time together, just me and you guys, and go over this crazy end of year that Ariana has had. So of course we're going to be talking about the engagement, and we're going to be talking about the Netflix movie, Excuse Me, I Love You Today, and also kind of my predictions for Ariana in 2021. So let's just get started. So, of course, the biggest news pretty much in pop culture right now is that Ariana Grande is engaged yet again. And, you know, I'm going to go through all the details. I am going to get into my personal opinion on it. I'm going to be totally honest with my opinion and what I think. I think clearly a lot of people are, oh my gosh, engaged again. Like, she was just engaged 2 years ago and she called off that engagement. Will this wedding even happen? There's some people who are just really happy for her. Lots of mixed opinions. But I'm just going to go through all of it. And so I think, first of all, let's just talk about Ariana. I think that being in a relationship and being married is something that's just really important to Ariana and just really important to her. And so I think that before we get into Ariana and Dalton, who is currently her fiance, I'm just going to go a quick rundown through her relationship history, because I think it's helpful context. So Ariana has pretty much always been in a relationship as long as we've known her. She dated Graham Phillips, who was in the Broadway musical 13 with her. She dated the YouTuber Jai Brooks. She dated Nathan Sykes, who's also a singer, and they have done a few duets together, probably most notably Almost Is Never Enough from her debut album, and Over and Over Again, which was his song. I'll actually play that. Beautiful vocal. In the heat of night, to the break of day.
gets better and better, and I won't leave you. Always be true. 1 + 1 = 2 for life, over and over again.
So don't ever think I need more. I've got the one to live for. No one else will do. Yeah, I'm telling you. Just put your heart in my hands. I promise it won't get broken. We'll never forget this moment. Yeah, we'll stay brand new. 'Cause I love you.
And none of those first three guys were mentioned in Thank You Next, but then we, next in the timeline, we kind of get into the Thank You Next guys. And so, of course, she dated Big Sean, but what I think is important about dating Big Sean is that she dated Big Sean after he was engaged to Naya Rivera, rest in peace. But I think it's just not a coincidence that Ariana dated Big Sean after he was engaged. I think that she wanted to date someone ready for marriage, and because I think this has just been a theme throughout her romantic life. So after Big Sean, she dates Ricky. They seem like they're still on good terms. I don't know if she was really pressuring him for commitment. But then we have Mac Miller. There are rumors that Mac Miller had given Ariana a promise ring. She wore a ring on her ring finger throughout the Dangerous Woman tour that apparently he had given her. They never acknowledged it publicly. Mac Miller was known to call her wife as like a cute nickname. So I think that was also a very serious relationship. And then of course Pete actually did propose and they did get engaged. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more later. But around the time of the Pete engagement, Pete Davidson, there were rumors, like, from Big Sean's camp that no one was surprised that she got engaged so quickly with Pete, because it's something that's known that Ariana wants. Like, she's just always wanted to be married. So I think that's just helpful context to go back through her history, that she's always been in a relationship, and commitment is just something important to her, I think. And I just think that is helpful context, because everyone has different things that they value, and I think it's clear that this is something that Ariana values. So, and we kind of talked about that on the astrology episode, that we kind of see that in her astrology, which is interesting. Okay, so next on the timeline, we know that there were rumors that she was dating Mikey Foster of Social House while they were on tour together for the Sweetener World Tour. It was never confirmed. We don't really know what was going on with that. Some people say that they were together or they were not. In the Excuse Me, I Love You movie, which we will talk about later in the podcast, Social House, not in it at all. I just think that's a little bit interesting. They were her opening act the entire tour, not in the movie. None of her opening acts are in the movie, but I just think it's a little interesting that, you know, she allegedly hooks up with one of them or she's dating one of them and then they're no longer really being talked about anymore. I don't know. I'm a little bit skeptical about that. So, all we know about the Mikey situation, whether they were together or not, who knows, but it's no longer a thing. The beginning of the Dalton and Ariana relationship, it's a little bit blurry, and I've done a few TikToks about their relationship timeline now, and different fans seem to have different theories. There's some theories that Dalton was dating someone else last summer and he left that ex-girlfriend for Ariana. So there's some people who think that they could have been dating as early back as last fall. Other fans are saying that they met and started dating around December, January, because I think a lot of the criticism around this engagement is that it seems so quick and that how they were only together for a year, or were they even together for a full year? It's a little bit unclear. There is a video that a fan shared with me that I posted on TikTok that is Dalton in the crowd at the final night of the Sweetener World Tour. So some people say that they met in December, January, whatever. So it started around that time, but it's just a little bit blurry. But the first time that they were spotted together was in February 2020. So this is before the pandemic. Ariana was making out with a random guy at a bar outside of LA. TMZ caught them. I got a push alert on my phone from TMZ that she was making out with some guy. And this was around the time that there were still rumors that she was dating Mikey. So I remember when I saw that, I remember posting on Instagram, like, is it Mikey? Like, it kind of looks like Mikey in the video, but I can't tell. And I think the TMZ alert was saying that it wasn't Mikey. And so it was totally just an unknown guy. And then about a month later, in COVID, The Cut put out a piece that said that the headline was Ariana Grande's dating just a regular guy. And so this is the first time that his identity was confirmed, and this is because of quarantine, and they were allegedly quarantining together in March. So this is the first that we heard of him. I did an episode back in April after I read this article about him. But basically what we learned at that time is that he's a multi-million dollar real estate agent, works on multi-million dollar real estate and mansions. He was known for being friends with Miley Cyrus. So I've also seen some fans saying that they met through Miley and through Namza, and N-J-O-M-Z-A, who's one of Ariana's friends in her circle. They don't seem to be as close anymore, but that Miley and Namza introduced Dalton to Ariana. So he's kind of on the scene in LA, and he does have a private Instagram, so we just really didn't know that much about him at this point. And all we knew is that from his private Instagram, some of her friends also followed him, and they were living together during quarantine. So it was not confirmed until, of course, the Stuck With You video, which was released on May 8th. And at the end of the video, they're dancing together to the song. The whole music video was, you know, dancing, slow dance themed. So that was the first time that it was confirmed. Then June 25th, the day before Ariana's birthday, she posted an Instagram carousel, and there was a photo of her with him in there. So they became Instagram official. And then on August 7th, Dalton's birthday, she posted a happy birthday post to him. So it's been kind of like low key, but it's also not super secretive. You know what I mean? She's still posting about him. Other couples like Taylor Swift, I feel like, is the prime example. So private about her relationship. They don't have any photos together on social media. There's only just a handful of paparazzi photos of them. So it's not super private, but I think that Ariana, like I say, kind of saying at the beginning, she's always been in a relationship. She's always been, you know, pretty public with her affection for who she's been with. And she's always posted about the guys that she's dated on Instagram. So I just think she's a romantic person, and it's not something that she's going to super, super hide. It's something that's private, but it's also not totally hidden. So in August, Us Weekly published a piece where we got a little bit more deets, which I will share. So this is where a source, who knows who the source was, but the source was that Ariana really, really likes the boyfriend, Dalton, that there's something different about him that she hasn't seen in guys that she's previously dated, and that her previous exes like Big Sean, Mac Miller, rest in peace, Pete Davidson, that they never met her needs in the way that Dalton does, and that her exes had acted like she was demanding, that she had crazy high standards, but Dalton has never been made her feel like she's demanding. And basically, it said that he's the type of guy that she's looking for. He's really protective of her. He's very chivalrous, that he goes above and beyond to meet her needs. He is Hispanic, and that he has really strong family values, and that's something that Ariana really likes about him. And this Us Weekly piece has a story of how they met, that Ariana was looking for a home outside of LA as a getaway house, and her team found Dalton to help. And when she saw him, she immediately thought he was really cute, good looking. She asked her team to set up an in-person meeting with him, and then they fell in love after they met. So that's what Us Weekly said. There's also some fan theories that Miley introduced them. I don't really know. I feel like the real estate story is a little bit more likely, but maybe, I don't know, Miley recommended him, who knows. But that's the story, and it's kind of cute, and I guess things got pretty serious quickly after they met. It just says that they fall madly in love with each other, and no one really knew about it until February, but they could have been dating before. I don't know. That's where it's a little bit blurry. So, of course, next on my timeline is October, when Positions came out. You know, that was obviously an album I think was really influenced by him, by their love life, their sex life. It was an album about being in love, and so I think that we learn a lot about their relationship from Positions, from POV, of course, from 630, from Obvious. Obvious, especially, which is my favorite song on the album by far. It's about, like, wanting to live with someone, having someone be part of your life every day. The first line of the song, I love the taste of you in the morning. Let's play a little bit of Obvious.
A lot of thought of you never leaving. Days are beating. Getting steps upon a treble while you're sleeping. Never thought I'd be leaving love again. Others that I've had to impress me before. But I know you're the real thing when you walk through the door. I didn't think that I would have to spell it out. Don't put the bands on me. When my love is free. Ain't no price.
And then Obvious, she says, I'm thinking about you never leaving. Like, I think marriage is just something that Ariana really wants. So that's where I'm going to get into my opinion on this. If I'm staying positive and also taking all of this information into account, you know, everything that we know about him from the tabloids, from Instagram, from Ariana's past, what we know about her, I think it's the best decision for her and for what she values in her life. Of course, I don't know. I think this does seem to be the most serious relationship that she's had, especially with her family being involved in everything. When she announced the engagement on Sunday, this past Sunday, from when I'm recording this on Tuesday, she posted the Instagram carousel to announce the engagement. And I did not believe it at first. Because, you know, sometimes you see celebrities with rings on their finger and it's not really an engagement ring, or they're not going to confirm it. The caption, of course, was "Forever and Then Some." And so people started commenting congratulations. And Ariana's childhood best friend, Courtney Cipollone, posted "Congrats, Mom and Dad." So then there were pregnancy rumors about them, which still could be true, who knows. I don't really think so, but I was just a little bit skeptical that it wasn't real until Ariana's mom Joan Grande posted "Welcome to the family, Dalton, we're so happy." Frankie Grande posted as well. So that's when I knew that it was true, and I think the way that her family seems so happy, I think, is a good sign for the relationship. There's definitely a lot of people who are questioning, is this going to last? Will this stick? You know, Ariana wrote "Thank You, Next." I should play the part where she says, "I'm going to make sure my marriage lasts. Like, no, God forbid something happens, at least this song is a smash, you know?" she only wants to get married once. One day I'll walk down the aisle, hold the hands of my mama. I'll be thanking my dad, 'cause she grew from the drama. Only wanna do it once real bad. Call me 'cause it lasts. God forbid something happens, at least this song is a smash. And got so much love, got so much patience. There's a lot of people who are questioning if this will last. In some ways it's like, does it matter? She's a celebrity. Like, in some ways, like, celebrities, they get married and divorced all the time. So in some ways it's like, it's just not the same as it is for a regular person, who getting divorced is so expensive, getting married is so expensive. they don't have to worry about that as much, and they're always going to have new options because they're a celebrity and they're in LA. And you're beautiful. So, you know, it's a little bit less scary. It seems, but also I feel like breakups probably suck no matter what. So I don't know. I'm going to get into one theory though that I have. This is my Scooter Braun theory. And this is probably the biggest conspiracy theory that I have about Scooter Braun. It is weird. I just think we can all agree that it's weird that Scooter Braun has three major A-list clients who are Justin Bieber, Demi Lovato, and Ariana Grande. They have all gotten engaged in their mid-20s, much younger than their peers. Ariana broke off her engagement to Pete Davidson. Justin actually got married to Hailey. And then Demi, who got engaged to Max Eric, she broke off her engagement. They are all Scooter Braun clients. I just think it is weird that all of these clients of the same manager getting engaged, I just think that's too much of a coincidence. I don't think it's a coincidence at all. I think that he wants his young clients to be engaged to get married ultimately, so that they're more stable, so that they're not dating around, so they're more focused, so that they live a more normal life. I don't know, but I think that's weird. And my theory got even weirder when I started researching Ariana Grande's engagement ring, which we're going to talk about now. So I will talk about a few things about the ring, but the first thing is that as I was doing research, the jeweler that put together Ariana Grande's custom engagement ring, it's a jeweler in New York called Solow & Co. It's spelled S-O-L-O-W and Co. Based in New York. They posted on Instagram that the ring was Dalton's vision. And when I Google it, Solow & Co., first thing that comes up, they also did Hailey Bieber's ring. Pause for reflection on that. How did Hailey Bieber and Ariana Grande, they both have the same jeweler for their engagement ring? I don't know. Something is just weird about that with my Scooter Braun theory. I just, like, are Justin, the men, you know, Justin Bieber, Dalton Gomez, they're calling up Scooter like, hey, can you hook up a jeweler for me for my engagement ring to propose? I just think this is just all feeding into my theory. Let me know what you guys think. Okay. So let's talk more about the ring. So one of the first stories that came out was that the ring is a combination of a pearl and a huge diamond. The diamond has been estimated to be 5 carats, somewhere between 5 carats to 8 carats, just based on what the tabloids have guessed from looking at the photo. The pearl, fans pretty quickly identified, was from a ring that Ariana has had for years that Nona gave her after her grandpa died. It was a pearl that her grandpa had on a tie pin that was converted into a ring so that Nona said it would always protect her. And so it looks like Dalton had that ring upgraded, or it was inspired by that ring, something like that. And there's another Nona connection in that the Forever and Then Some Instagram caption was from a tweet that Ariana had posted of Nona and her grandpa. So it seems kind of continuing the theme I keep bringing up of, like, Ariana has always wanted, like, to be an old married couple, like her grandma and grandpa. Like, this is the kind of relationship that she wants and has always admired, is having someone to grow old with. And I think that's what she's looking for, and hopefully she's found it. So the tabloids are also saying, and I just did a TikTok about this, that the ring could be worth up to $750,000 because it is a custom-made ring. it appears that the diamond and pearl combination is $350,000 itself. And these are just from estimates that the tabloids get from consulting with diamond experts. And so that would mean that the ring is at least three times the amount of her previous engagement ring from Pete Davidson, which was $96,000. Whew, that's a lot of money. Some people were commenting on my TikTok, like, she's literally wearing a house on her finger. Like, some people's houses are worth less than her ring. So that is pretty crazy. So I feel like we covered most of the stuff about the engagement. I don't know. Like, I'm happy for her. I think there's definitely something different about this relationship that she's dating, you know, a quote unquote regular guy who has a regular job, has his own money. I know there's some questions like, will they get a prenup? I don't know. They probably should, I would think. But also, it seems like Ariana is just this hopeless romantic. So I don't know what would be standard for her. Another thing that has come up is, you know, they haven't really lived a regular life yet because of quarantine. Like, what's it going to be like if Ariana goes on tour again? It seems like, of course, she put together the whole Positions album, filmed all those music videos. And she kind of describes that in her Zach Sang interviews, like, she would go to work every day and he would go to work every day. And they kind of were like a regular couple in that way. So let me know what you guys think. I think my overall thoughts is that Ariana is someone who wants to be married. I think that's something that she wants. She's always wanted. So her age, she's 27 and Dalton is 25. That's something I haven't mentioned yet. He's younger than her. So I think that that is something that their age has been a point of criticism, or getting engaged for a second time. I think this is what Ariana wants. I know I've said that a million times. I also think a lot of celebrities, like famous, beautiful women celebrities, they have been proposed to a lot. I remember J-Lo did an interview with James Corden. I think it was in her Carpool Karaoke, where she says she's been proposed to multiple times.
What's the most romantic thing you've ever done?
Most romantic?
Yeah.
That I've ever done,
that
or someone's done for me, or
both.
That has happened?
I'd like both of those questions to be answered.
Oh, so many good romantic
like
moments.
Like what? What's the most
romantic
thing?
I've had some amazing proposals. I've had...
What's been the best proposal?
I've been married a couple times.
Sure, but
I'm still trying to get it right.
What's the best proposal you've had?
I don't want to compare one to the other. They were all pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
They were nice.
Okay, but what's...
And then there's some that asked me to marry that were good, but I didn't... I said no.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, so hang on. How many proposals total have we had? Five? Three?
I've
four.
Been married three times. I've been proposed to five times.
Five proposals. So how do you say no?
You just say no.
Straight up no.
Well, you're like, no, this isn't right. No.
Oh, God. That is a difficult dinner after that, though, isn't it? Oh, God.
And I just feel like when you're just a beautiful, famous woman, like, people just want to marry you and they're just going to propose to you if that's what you want. So I think, I don't know. I think it's something that Ariana wants, and I think that I hope that it lasts. And it definitely seems different than her previous relationships. I think they have a good chance of lasting because he's not famous. Probably helps a little bit more, but we will see. If the wedding happens, let me know what you guys think.
Excuse me, I love you. I know that's not the way to start a conversation. Trouble, I watch them at the girls when they come and bug you, but I felt like I knew you, so I just wanted to.
Okay, so the next segment is going to be a little chat about Excuse Me, I Love You. So I will say that I really enjoyed watching it. It didn't completely hit my expectations, and I've seen a few other fans agree with me on this. I think the best thing about Excuse Me, I Love You, which is the Sweetener Tour documentary movie on Netflix, the best thing about it was going back to those tour memories. I went to Sweetener Tour twice. Ariana is just amazing, vocally live, incredible, and I definitely got chills watching God is a Woman, watching Every Time, watching No Tears Left to Cry. There's some really powerful moments vocally and visually with her tour. She had such a cool set with the moons and the graphics on the screen. It was amazing, and I think it brought back so many memories for me, and then I think also for people who didn't get a chance to go to the tour. I saw a lot of people tweeting, like, I need to go to an Ariana Grande concert, like, next time she goes on tour, or just people who had never seen her on tour really liked experiencing that through the movie. So I think it was great for that. I also really liked seeing some of the choreography up close. I was never super close up. I was never in the pit. I had a pretty good, like, not on the floor, but a pretty, like, close-up view, like, on the side. I was kind of on the side of the stage, where I had a pretty nice view of everything the first time I went, and then the second time I was in a box, so I had more of an aerial view, but I was far, far away. So I was never up close by any means, and seeing the choreography up close was really impressive to me. The Bad Idea choreography and the God is a Woman choreography. At one point during God is a Woman, Ariana is literally singing upside down, and I know it was the same in the VMA performance too, but I just forgot how crazy that is, that she's literally singing live upside down. Like, with her head hanging off of a table. So I just want to say Brian and Scott Nicholson, they've been her choreographers forever. I mean, give them all the awards, because they are just amazing, so creative, such beautiful choreography for all the different songs. That they just do choreography that is so moving. And I know there was a little piece on them on the Quibi show and music. Rest in peace, Quibi. But I wish that there was more to shed light on them, because they're just so impressive. And I mean, I could not be more impressed with them as choreographers, truly. Especially for an artist like Ariana, who is not known as a dancer. They have really elevated her choreography for her tour, for someone who's, like, she's not J-Lo, she's not Beyonce, but it's really incredible what they're able to do with dance on her tour. So I think what most people have said is that they wish that there were more behind the scenes. I completely agree. There was very little behind the scenes. I wish there was more. I almost wonder if, like, some was cut, like Ariana didn't want to share as much personal content. Because originally there were rumors that, like, this was going to be a more emotional movie and kind of show, like, the true story behind, like, what's it really like to go on tour? Like, there's the good times, there's the bad times. And there was really very minimal behind the scenes. And there were just, like, some cute moments, but there wasn't a lot that was really compelling. One of my favorite moments was she's FaceTiming with Scooter. It was when she was asked to be part of a Mariah All I Want for Christmas Is You video that had little cameos from different artists, and so she filmed it backstage remotely at her tour. It's kind of fun hearing Scooter in, like, full manager mode, where he's like, you need to text me this right now, and as soon as you finish filming this, text it to me right now so that I will send it directly to Mariah. And it's just fun seeing Ariana be like, does Mariah like me? And she talks a little bit about how she learned how to sing by listening to Mariah, by listening to Beyonce and Whitney Houston. And I thought that was a really fun moment. There's I think one of the fan favorite moments is when she's doing soundcheck or something, and it's when she finds out that Trump got impeached, and she's really excited and, like, dancing around and everything. So it's fun, like, imagining, like, all the artists on tour, like, when, like, news is coming out, they're, like, in costume doing a soundcheck. It's kind of funny. There's also a fun moment when Brian and Scott, the choreographers, and Ariana's mom, Joan, they're giving out tickets to kids in the nosebleeds. And that, I thought, was really precious. That actually did happen to me once. About 2 years ago, I went to a Travis Scott concert, Astroworld. I was literally in the nosebleeds with my friend. And right before the show started, it wasn't anyone famous or anyone in the Travis Scott crew, but someone came up to us and they upgraded us to better seats. So I know how exciting that is, and I loved that they showed that. There was one girl who was afraid of heights or something. And they got to bring her down to the floor because she was crying because she was afraid of heights to walk up the stairs in the stadium. So that was cute. But really, you know, there just wasn't a lot of compelling content in this movie. You know, I really wanted more. I wanted more behind the scenes, more details. So I don't know. I feel like a lot got cut. I don't know. There was a pretty cool like marketing rollout for Excuse Me, I Love You. The Netflix social accounts were killing it. They did gifts that came out before the movie. Then there was a sneak peek clip that was just the Everytime performance. Then the movie came out, and then there are Netflix icons. So you can get your profile icon on Netflix to be Ariana now. There's also some drama among the fans because they wish that there were more than one. They wish that there were more than one option. There's only one Ariana icon to choose from. So I think people expected that there would be a few different options, but there is just one, and it's a positions photo. It's not a Sweetener Tour photo, which I think people were hoping that there would be like a bunch of different Sweetener outfit choices, but it's just one. Okay, so since this is the season two finale, I thought we'll just wrap up 2020. Ariana's had a great year considering everything. She's had a number one album, 3 number one songs, a whole new era, multiple music videos. She's killed it this year. I mean, it's really amazing. So when Excuse Me, I Love You was first officially announced, she had an Instagram caption where she talks about how she's gone on all these tours over the years. And she says, "Making music and doing all of this has been all I've known or fully given myself to consistently for a very long time now. Although my heart is looking forward to a change of pace, I wanted to express again just how eternally thankful I am." So I found that interesting. I was kind of wondering what she meant by change of pace. Like, is she moving away from pop music? Is she not going to tour at this scale again? Because we've kind of seen like Taylor, who's been kind of pushing away from the stadium tour model. She originally this year was supposed to do a few different Lover Fest days where she did like basically starting her own festival, and she would only actually be performing like a couple of days rather than being on tour for an entire year. I also think Miley has occasionally in her career, when she's wanted to kind of slow things down, she's done smaller scale shows. So I'm wondering if maybe Ariana is planning on taking that kind of a pivot soon. Also, Lady Gaga, like, she took a break and she did the tour with Tony Bennett where she sang all jazz music. Like, Ariana could do something like that one day if she wants to. But my biggest prediction for 2021 for Ariana is movies. For some reason, I just think that this is the next stage of Ariana's career where she is wanting to do movies. She's wanting to be taken more seriously as an actor, maybe. Of course, it was announced she's going to be in a Netflix movie called Don't Look Up that is filming right now in Massachusetts. It is with an all-star cast: Timothy Chalamet, Meryl Streep, Leonardo DiCaprio. Huge all-star cast, and it's going to be on Netflix. So we know that she's at least going to be in one movie. There's also been some rumors that she was supposed to be in the Netflix Prom movie, which was a musical movie. I still have not watched it. I will watch it and let you know what I think. I also saw a rumor. I've been looking at Demois. If you don't follow them on Instagram, you should. Let me spell that for you. DEUXMOI. They post all different tips about celebrities that people send in on their Instagram stories. And there's been a lot of tips about Ariana wanting to be more in film. Apparently with Charlie's Angels, there were some rumors that she was supposed to do a cameo, but it didn't work out. And that she's going to be in this, and she's going to be in this Netflix movie. And then she might also have another role lined up. So I think that acting might be something that she is interested in exploring at this point. To maybe take a break from music for a little bit. especially since she can't really go on a tour probably for the next year or so. Of course, the vaccine is happening, but we don't really know how concerts are going to be different going forward. We don't really know yet. There was a report, I think, from Ticketmaster that for tours in the future, you will have to show proof that you got a vaccine, and you'll have to show that you tested negative and like have a bunch of documentation like to prove before you can attend. So that might be the reality soon. That is definitely my biggest prediction for 2021. Ariana taking on the big screen. We'll see. She also, of course, said in her Zach Sang interview that if she does another tour, she might do tour with two albums again, like she did for Sweetener and Thank You Next. And she toured them together. So she might release another album and then tour it in 2022. I don't know. Do you think we would get another album next year? Like, it's possible. It could happen. I mean, Taylor Swift just did the two albums in 5 months. So who knows? But we'll see what happens. And we're definitely going to continue to be fed because we have the one Grammy nomination. Who knows if Gaga, Ariana will do a Grammy thing. And then Positions will be eligible for the Grammys the next year. So things are happening. Things are happening. So finally, I just want to wrap things up with, we wrapped up 2020 for Ariana. Let's wrap things up for 2020 for Young, Beautiful, Successful. Again, I just want to thank all of you guys. It's been a great year. This year started the Ariana Podcast Twitter, Ariana Podcast TikTok. We surpassed over 100,000 streams of the podcast. We charted the highest we ever have on Apple Podcasts. We had an insane year-over-year growth on Spotify Wrapped. We've had so many new guests. I'm so proud of everything that we've been able to accomplish together as this community. And so thank you all who have supported. So many of you DM me being like, I love the podcast. People have DM'd me saying that they fall asleep listening to the podcast. It's amazing. So I just want to say thank you. And this is going to be the end of season 2. I'm probably going to take a few weeks off. And then we'll be back in 2021 of season 3. It sounds insane. I cannot believe it's going to be season 3 of the podcast. But I feel like even though it's been 2 years, I feel like I'm just starting out. I feel like I'm just catching my stride with everything in podcasting. So thank you again. And I will see you in 2021 for another episode of Young, Beautiful, Successful. Make sure to subscribe or follow wherever you're listening. Follow at Ariana Podcast on Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram. Leave a review if you have time before you go. And I'll see you next year. Bye. And girl, you too, you are so young.